Well, hey, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Brad Hildebrandt is with us this morning. Brad, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for your time. Hey, we're going to talk about an event that Brad is helping to coordinate. It's called Fred's Paper Route. It's actually a bike ride that's coming up here in the Griswold area pretty quick yet this month, and we're going to visit a little bit about that. Hey, lay the groundwork for us, Brad. Where'd this idea come from?
Well, gravel riding is becoming pretty popular in the state of Iowa and around the country, and I love the Griswold area, you know, born and raised in Griswold. Love the beautiful country we have out there, and just thought it would be a great idea to put on a gravel ride around the roads of Griswold, Lewis, Elliott. And so we designed a course and, you know, trying to come up with a name for the event. And a friend of mine at the bike shop said, "Hey, why don't you name it after your dad? He does that bike on his paper route, doesn't he?" And I said, "Yeah, that's a great idea." So that's kind of where the name came from, kind of the idea that, you know, we wanted to showcase the Griswold area, Cass County area a little bit, you know, have some people from the region come and ride on the gravel roads and have a little chili and refreshment at the end of the event as well.
You bet. Have yourself some fun. Is this the first time you've done this?
This is the second year that we've done it.
How'd it go last year?
Pretty well. We had, I don't know, 22, 24 people. It was just a really fun event. It was very windy, so it made the event a little bit more difficult, but people loved it, and the people that come and do these types of events are kind of into that stuff, challenging themselves and, you know, seeing if they can get through some tough stuff. So with the wind added, it was just a little bit more, added a little bit more to the event.
You bet. Well, of course, your dad, Fred Hildebrandt, spent an awful long time at the Griswold Schools, athletic director there for a very long time. He's gotten to know an awful lot of people, so throwing his name on there probably helps.
Yes, it does, and I hope more local people come do it. You know, it's just a 36-mile ride on the gravel roads around Griswold. We're going to try and change the course every year a little bit to give a little different flavor to the event. We go on some of the same roads we did last year, but it'll be a little bit different and challenge people with a few more hills. But I think it's a little bit flatter this year. My dad did the event last year, and he's going to do it again this year. And he said, "Hey, Brad, we need to eliminate some of those hills in there. You got to make it easier on the old man here." So it's still a very good course, and it's, you know, it's beautiful. We all know how beautiful the Mission Valley area is.
Yeah, you bet. Usually when you're bike riding, you don't mind the uphills so bad because, you know, there's a downhill on the other side. But when it's gravel, it's not as near as fun.
Yeah, exactly.
At least you don't go near as fast. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You get, is this just a fun event? Is it meant just to be a fun time?
Yeah, it is timed, but it's really meant just to be a fun event. Get people in the area, have some, you know, food and fellowship at the end. And, you know, it's basically a bunch of guys and gals getting together and riding and enjoying the outdoors and challenging themselves. And, you know, there's no awards, you know, at the end. And, you know, it's just a really cool social event. And that's what most of the gravel events are. I know there are some that are more competitive than others, but a lot of it's just people coming out and riding hard and having some fun and getting together and, you know, talking about the stories and the hills and the different terrain that you'll see on each ride.
You bet. Well, I see it's October 14th. It'll start in the morning. And you've got a little bit of a competition, a little bit of a game tied in with this.
Yeah, what we do to at least to earn maybe a door prize or two, to simulate, you know, a paper out atmosphere, each person will be given 5 cards with their number on it, and they have to deliver those to a designated point on the course. And if you deliver all five of your papers or cards, so to speak, with your number on it, those get placed into a box at the end, and we draw for door prizes. So that's probably the extent of the competition. It's kind of make sure you deliver those papers.
Just meant to be a good time. Very good. And so do you have some support then? If you've got some door prizes and things, I assume you have some folks who are helping to support you.
Well, a few Olympia Cycle here in Omaha, they help us out quite a bit. Dusty's place in Griswold, they are providing, they'll provide the chili for the event. And outside of that, you know, that's the support we have from the area. And, you know, we want to grow that a little bit, get more people involved, but like I said, it's pretty low key, and you know, it's just a really good time for people to come out.
You bet.
But in the future, if people do want to help support, I mean, we won't turn it down for sure.
There you go. Is there a cost for folks to participate?
It is $20, and they can register the day of the event, or they can contact me via email, chasingunicorns158@gmail.com. They can shoot me an email if they're interested, and I'll get them the details of how they can get their name registered or RSVP'd for the race. You know, like I said, this is way low-key, old-school type stuff. So.
Yeah, and hopefully the weather will be nice for something like that. It's a nice time of the year to go out and ride your bike and move slowly through the landscape and check out some of the things as we see the changing of the seasons.
Yes, for sure. I mean, that is definitely the goal. Definitely the goal. And I think that, you know, in a couple weeks, the leaves will be turning.
And actually, you know, doing a kind of a gravel road ride isn't that much different than riding some of those trails that are more made of lime and things like that, that, you know, they're not necessarily meant to be high-speed events.
Yeah, that is true. And there's, you know, definitely some caution that needs to be taken when I can think of, you know, a couple things that a lot of times the old farm dogs, you know, add a little sprint element into the event. So, you know, that might be a hazard that you need to look out for. And it's interesting, I've ridden gravel rides all over the Midwest, and it's interesting how different the gravel is in Iowa, southwest Iowa versus northeast Iowa versus Missouri, Colorado. The gravel in southwest Iowa can be a little difficult because it's that big chunk limestone type gravel, and some of the other places that we ride, it's a little bit more fine texture, but it can be a challenge around the Griswold area with the big chunks of gravel. So that just adds a little element, a little bit more caution. You might move a little bit slower.
Yep, just take some caution, and you know, of course, I assume you're responsible for your own equipment, bikes, helmets.
Yes.
Would be preferred.
Yes, yeah, everyone's required to wear helmets, but they are. It's a self-supportive ride. They're on their own, obey all the traffic laws, stop at those stop signs, you know, look twice, you know, when you transition from a gravel road, because there are a few gravel to pavement to back to gravel transitions to get to each, some of the different gravel roads on the course. And so, you know, just pay attention, be aware. You know, signal when you're turning corners, and, you know, watch out for those farm equipment too.
You bet. All the common sense stuff. Again, yep. That's coming up on Saturday, October 14th. The check-in is at 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock, they'll start that ride. It's a $20 cost is all it is to get in on that, and you'll have an opportunity to pick up some stuff while you're there too and enjoy some lunch. Brad, where will you start?
We will start in the city park at the shelter. That's where they can come in and check in. It's Whitney and Park Streets right there on the corner in Griswold, the city park, and we'll start there. And each person will be given a map and a cue card to kind of get themselves around the course. And there will be, at the critical corners, we'll have some markings to help people navigate the course. But mostly there, and this is kind of tradition in the gravel road community, is that you're given a cue card or a map, and away you go, find your way around, and we'll see you when you get back.
Just have a good time.
And hopefully there's some food and refreshments left.
All right, very good. And again, RSVPs would be nice, but they can still show up on the day of the ride and get in.
For sure. All right, definitely. Very good.
Yeah. Well, Brad, have a good time. Tell Fred hi, and we hope you have a great opportunity there to get together with good friends.
Thank you very much.